Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment in the opening section of Shmona Esrei. We're currently discussing Kedusha. We discussed yesterday the meaning of Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in the first pasuk of Kedusha. What does it mean when we say Melo Chol Haaretz Kvodo? What are we saying? Literally, it means the entire earth is full of his glory. So the Radak has a very nice explanation, very straightforward. The Radak explains that wherever you turn in this world, you could see the glory of God. It's a beautiful thing to think about. Of course, we know it to be true, but to try to live life just a little bit that way would be such a powerful thing. Okay, going on to the pasuk of Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, so blessed be the honor of Hashem. We can relate to that. We already have discussed that Baruch means it's a source of abundance, that whenever we reflect on the honor of Hashem, it constantly should be increasing and increasing because he has so much glory in this world and he should continue to bring his glory and his blessing to this world. But what do we mean when we say Mimkomo, from his place? So the commentator Migdal David explains that when you think about it, Mimkomo is far more vague than the previous pasuk, Melo Chol Haaretz Kvodo. The earth is full of his glory. Mimkomo means from his place. So that sounds a little bit like from wherever exactly he's coming from. We're sitting in a room, where's God? Mimkomo, from his place. So of course, God can't be limited by physical description. But the point is, it's a recognition that we don't quite get it. We don't have God at our fingertips, so to say. We can't point him, oh, he's here, oh, he's there. We can appreciate the impact of his presence, but we can't pin him down. That's the pshat in Baruch Kvod Hashem. So we realize it's abundant, but we also realize I don't really get it. I'm not ready to give a full detailed analysis of Hashem because it's way beyond me. One pshat, the Radak cites a very interesting pshat. There is one place in the world that is associated with the Makom Hashem, his place, which is between the two Kruvim, between the two cherubs atop the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. That, whatever exactly this means anyway, that is considered to be, quote-unquote, the place of God. So the Radak says really a tragic thing, that there are times, even when Klal Yisrael has a temple, that Hashem feels the need to leave his place. If Klal Yisrael is not conducting itself in a proper manner, and let's say there's strife or discord in Klal Yisrael, then the Beis HaMikdash is really not the logical place for God to be at that point. It's beneath him to be there in that presence. Of course, it plays out that if Klal Yisrael doesn't even deserve to have a Beis HaMikdash, such as in our time, it's not even there in the first place. So tragically, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, sometimes the glory of God is Baruch, is increased, if he's Mimkomo. The prefix of Mem means from, not necessarily from his location, Mimkomo. It could mean Mimkomo when he moves from his location. That sometimes, unfortunately, we are so feeble and small compared to God that the only way for him to increase his glory in this world is to separate himself a bit from Klal Yisrael, because he's so much greater than us and we have so many flaws and fallacies. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.